Saskatchewan Agriculture reports delayed crop development across the province is raising concerns over the potential for damage if crops are hit by an early frost. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report yesterday. Corey Jacob, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture, says crop development is variable across all regions, with some crops on par with normal, but others 1 to 2 weeks behind. So there are some worries about the potential consequences of an early frost.
Provincially, topsoil moisture in cropland is 2% surplus, 76% adequate, 21% short, and 1% very short. And on hayland and pasture, we have 1% surplus, 66% adequate, 29% short, and 4% very short. So we are not too bad on a moisture situation, but there are parts of the province that could use a shot of rain just for the topsoil moisture to replenish. It'll only really benefit later crops that'll help them with filling and, you know, with heads and pods filling. Any of the crops that are starting to turn right now, it's not going to be overly beneficial to them. So for crop damage, we're hearing strong winds, hail, localized flooding, insects such as grasshoppers and aphids causing crop damage. Then there's some reports of Ascochyta blight in the chickpeas that's kind of gotten away and caused some damage. Overall, you know, it's probably give or take about average for a year. Being a bit drier to start with, we're seeing a little less disease pressure and not too terrible for insect pressure yet. Definitely the hail and the wind damage, I would think that would be about on par. We never want to see it, but Mother Nature brings that, and we have to kind of take what we can get in that regard as well.
Jacob says within the next week or so, growers in the southeast or southwest could begin desiccating pulse crops, and the winter cereals are also on the verge. He says there could be some harvesting going on now, but there haven't been any reports of that. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.